I can hear you, Rebbe.
Okay. So today I'd like to finish Shir Lamechez. Most of the Shir will be talking about the topic of Basel Shir Salam and Ayin, which is kind of incidental. So it was brought up in the Sif. But really, Sif Gimel begins to introduce us to the topic of Rov and Kavua, which is an important subject for this in general and for the rest of the Simon. But today's Shir, that's why I penned it to Shir Lamechez, because not really. It is a digression, and it's kind of like, as I said, this whole simon has a funny title, Din Sofik Trefus She'ir Bebosser, which is, again, part of the discussion. I don't know why that became the title of the simon. So the first two sifim, we talked about Dabar Choshev and then Balei Chayim, and here we'll talk about Dabar Shimon HaSalamah. That's why I put all that in the Shir Lamed Ches. That's only part based on Shir Lamed Ches. But at the beginning, we do introduce the topic of Rov and Kavua, but specifically the Kavua, the question of Basel Shir Salam and Ayin. So I just wanted to mention, by way of a general introduction to the subject of Rov and Kavua, we have a principle, we'll see it, okay, today and beyond, Abez Hashem, that Kol de Parish Meruba Parish, Kol de Parish Meruba Kaparish, that's a principle, okay? And whenever you have a suffix, with regard, a person has a suffix, okay, and when there's nothing kavua, nothing fixed about that you can apply to the circumstances, so then we assume that the din is that whatever happened, whatever moved, whatever came from the rove. In other words, the classic case, we'll see in a second, you know, if you have a piece of meat that's found wrapped up on the street somewhere, and the rove of the butcher shops, the kosher butcher shops, and this piece of meat, it's not clear where it came from. It's the suffix. So therefore, we have the right to assume that odds are it came from one of the kosher stores. That's the idea, that there's a suffix with regard to the person and called the parish, Meruba Kaparish. However, when something is fixed in a particular place, there's a suffix, but the suffix is where the idea, where it came from, you know, from a kavua dika place. There's something fixed about it, the hainu. I went to a store. Okay, so I definitely bought this meat that's kavua, it's fixed. I bought this meat in a particular store. Now I don't recall which store I brought it from. I bought it from one of the online. I found out later, oh, wait a minute, one of the stores not blocked was not kosher. I found out later. So there we have to consider it kamechzamech. Okay, you don't have a row. So again, in terms of the svara, why that works, the mathematicians have fun with it and figure out odds and percentages and so on and so forth of how we can, you know, analyze it. But that's the general rule, okay? You know, the whole issue of Rov and Chazaka and Kavua and all these things, you know, it's interesting from an analytical point of view. But that's the general principle, that Kol de Parish, Meruba Parish, but if it's something that's Kavua, okay, there is a suffix. The suffix originated in a fixed place. I definitely went into one of the stores. Okay, this piece of meat, the suffix originated when it was nowhere. Okay, the suffix is what place did it come from? And vis-a-vis me, when I find this piece of meat, there's nothing fixed about it. So then we have the right to say it came from the rove, which is one of the Hadrios. Mine would sold kosher meat, one would sold non-kosher meat. So I have the right to assume that it came from the place, from the rove. Okay, because vis-a-vis me, there's nothing fixed about it. It was a piece of meat in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the street. There's nothing, no information that I have that can fix anything, make anything kavua. So now we say, call the parish Maruka parish. But when it's fixed, I know I went into one of the stores. I definitely bought this piece of meat in one of the stores. I just don't know which one. So vis-a-vis me, the suffix is in me. Where did I buy it from? So then we have no idea. So now we have to say, that's just by way of a general introduction. What's the marker for this? Where does all this come from? So there are a few different Gemaras, and I actually printed in the Makaras, Rav Tan of Gimel, so it's source 29, right? I printed three different sugyas because each time Rashi elucidates something else. It's interesting, Rashi's comments are not identical in all three places. So we'll look at the three sugyas. We start with a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, which has nothing to do with kashrus, like that, karubos, But you haven't found, well, we'll see, it's the Torah of people, we'll see in a moment, but it's a pasuk in Parshas Shoftim. The topic there is the situation near Miklat, somebody killed somebody unintentionally and so on. However, it says in Dvarim Perek Yotes, pasuk Yud Aleph 29, I have a spat with somebody I intensely dislike, somebody go, or Avlo. I ambush him, whatever, I come against him, Mikol Nefesh Lameis, and I kill him, okay? And Benos Salachas Aramayel. Try to run away to the mikvah. So then I'm not entitled to go to the mikvah because, you know, I'm a murderer. And so I'm removed from the mikvah and I'm tried as a murderer. It's a capital offense and so on. That's the pasuk to the Parsha Shoftim. So the Gemara has the following subas, Dav Tesno Ben Aleph, source 30. Guf Amar was there. Kol Kavua Kemetz Al Metzadami. That's one of the places the Gemara elucidates the rule that Kol Kavua Kemetz Al Metzadami. No matter which way it points, so whichever way it's going to lead, so it's mainly kula ben lechumim. Gemara a few lines later says, "There are isim in the land." How do we know that that's true? Omar Krova, Arav Lo Kamala quotes this pasuk that the one is only culpable as a murderer, or only tried as a murderer, and he can't go to the Yermiklat if he indeed the Arav Lo Kamala says the Kamlo says Gemara Adchi Skaven Lo. Has to have intention, has to be amazing, has to be intentionally that he went after this guy. Okay? Now, all right, that's one opinion. Rabbanan, that's a local proverb. Rabbanan, come back to the second. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, Ksubas, Tesla, and Al 31. Omar Krova, Arvlach, and Miskavin Lo. Prat, as opposed to the Miskavin, the Harugazeh, the Harugazeh. Let's say I intended to shoot this person. I definitely intended to kill somebody, but it wasn't the person I intended to kill. Okay, what would you call it? A stray bullet or whatever hit somebody else, killed somebody else. So I shot this guy, I missed, and I hit the guy next to him. Okay, so that's not called the Arav Lo Kamala because the guy was Arav against. It's not the guy I ended up killing. Okay, so according to the Shimon, that's the issue there. Okay, Omar Korba, Arav Kamala, she's Gavin Lo. And Rashi explains, Pratman is Gavin, Arav Zev, Arav Zev. Hachi Darsh, Rav Shimon, said, Hedron, Rav Hosar, Abadon, Hachi Darsh. Yeah. I have a question. All right, so that's the Shita of Shimon. It has to be only tried for, it's only a capital offense. Only tried for a capital offense if you murdered the guy that you intended to murder. I think in America also, this is murder, manslaughter, right? I mean, if it wasn't the guy I was after, I mean, it's not a good thing, but I mean, it's not murder. I don't know all the rules, but there's murder in the first degree, there's murder. Okay, anyway, that's what we have here in this Gemara Ksubas. Okay, so an Amri de Be'er Yana, second of Rabbanan, who disagree over there, and got managed in the local machlokas, that Rabbanan there disagree and said, you know, no, he's still a murderer because Lasof Kosof, he didn't intend to murder. Didn't intend to murder this guy, but he intended to say, what do you do with the positive war of the Kamlo? Amri de Be'er Yana, Prat Lazorik Evan Lego. Okay, it excludes someone who simply throws a rock. Look at the next Rashi 31. Amr the Rabbiana, Krat Lazark Emilago, the Toch Lego means into a midst of people, into, you know, just throws a rock. Latoch Chaburas Paneyadam, a bunch of people standing. I mean, every once in a while you hear about these maniacs, you know, throw rocks on a bridge or something like that. So I throw it to a group of people, and Kanani of Israel, Jews and non-Jews, a bunch of people standing there, okay, and it hits and it kills somebody, okay. Now, then in such a case, you're not trying, that's lax in the Arvul will come all of it. Okay, because there was a whole group of people. Aval continues Rashi explaining that Shita of the Rabbanan as explained by the Be'er Yana. Aval Shnei Yisraelim owned him. When he's Kavan Laharog Zeb, Harog Zeb. Okay, but if two Jews are standing there, and I had intention to kill one of them. Okay, the Hisruba, okay, Harasra, again, that's a local Sanhedrin probably, Harasra, and Adam and thought. But Nofa HaKal Chavero, and end up killing the other guy, then Chayo. Okay, behind the time of the Kamahok, Rabbanan Mishmuz and Hedron Hakis. Again, that's the Sugin Subas. But according to Rabbanan, if I intended to kill Reuven, and instead, and I again, whether Adam and Hasra, whatever is necessary to try him, you know, for capital crime. Okay, but I ended up hitting another person. That Rabbanan said, you're Chayat. Rabbi Shimon said no, but it still wasn't of Arvlo of Kamlo. It wasn't of Arvlo of Kamala. What is Arvlo of Kamala? It's missing that. But the Rabbanan say, no, that's talking about when there's a whole group of people and there were Jews there, were non-Jews there, and so on. And so therefore, in such a case, you're not going to be chayav anymore. That's not going to be chayav. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so 1 second, within that sheet, the second line of 30, still that Gemara Ksuvah says, what's the case? Elim, the Ika Tisha Kanan, Bechad Yisrael Benayim. If the row were the people, there were 9 Goyim and 1 Jew, what were the people going? Okay, so again, I'm not going to now the question of the Ritzicha of a Goy. It's not Mutter, but it's a different din. Okay, but anyway, it says, if there were 9 Kananim, Bechad Yisrael Benayim, typically the Ruba, Kananim, they were. We have to come up with this Svara Pasuk. Just say the row of the people that were, you know, targets of this rock throwing are non-Jews. So, you know, it's there of a row. Okay? And even if Palgal, let's do 5 and 5, or whatever the numbers were, right? So, Suffolk Nebosh Lahoko, we're talking about putting a person to death as a murderer. So, it's a Din and Fush's case in court. So, Suffolk Nebosh Lahoko, right? So Lo Tzvi Dika Tishi Yisraelim V'Kanani Echad Beinayim. There were 9 Jews and 1 non-Jew. Havale Kanani Kavua V'Chol Kavua Kamat Samach Sadami. Okay, even though there was one, but in one place, you know that he's there. Okay, you know that he's there. So Chol Kavua Kamat Samach Sadami. Rashi, have the next page here in my sources. Typically, the Bukanani V'Lamali Kro. Okay, what do you need a pasuk or a log or kamala and so on? Just say if he threw the rat, and it's according to the Rabbanan, the pasuk become of lo become all of comes to teach you that in a case where he threw a rat with a group of people, so he's potter. I mean, it's also, but he's not tried as a rotel. Okay, but what do you have to come up with a pasuk? The group of people were mostly non-Jews. So then the rope, so Lomali Krok. And even it's 50-50, even on Palga Paga. A katil it's your court. How can we put this person to death as a murderer? Suffolk Nefosha, Din Nefosha Haka, though, a Tzilo Edek. Okay, that's another source. By Din Nefosha, we're Makel. We're going to try not to put a person to death in Bezin. Okay. But Elamai, how about a Kanani Kavua Benayim? Ashmin and High Krok, the Kol Kavua Kamech Samachsadami. That's the case the Gemara says. So, in such a case, we have 1 Goy and 9 Jews in such a case. So that's all, we're also not going to put them there. What do you mean? The Roba Jews. Okay, he knew when he threw the rock, the Roba Jews. Okay, the Roba Jews. Still, the fact that there's 1 Goy, so it's got Kavua, he's in a set place. Okay, it's not some random, we know where he is, he knows where he's throwing it, and so on. So Kol Kavua, Kemetz al Metzah, and therefore it's going to be done as a suffix, so I'm going to go as if we're 50-50. Okay, that's the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tezvot. Bottom line, for our purposes, that's the Makor for this principle of Kol Kavua, Kemetz al Metzah. Okay, it got nothing to do with our topic in terms of the Hilchos Kashrus, but then that's the Makor. If you look at the next source, 32, Chulin Tzadi Heyam and Aleph. That's where the Gemara presents. That's one of the Gemara presents the Teisho Chanuyos Toshva. Teisho Chanuyos Kulan Mochus Psar Shkuta. 10-9 kosher stores that all sell, you know, glatt kosher meat. Achas Mocheres Psar Nevela. One sells trade meat. The Lokach Me'achas Men. And he bought from one of them. And he came home. He didn't remember now which store he walked in. He found it in any of them. He's a Lokach. Sreiko Osir. Okay, it's Osir eat that meat. Okay, Rashi explains the Echul inside of Hamadal. Again, I'm quoting these Gemaras because in each place Rashi adds another dimension to the picture as we put them all together. Rashi says, Sveika Azar, the Nafgalon Mikroi Parakbas, the Umo Parakam, the Ksubas Yom Yisrael, the Ksubas, Kol Kavua Kamech Samech Sadami, the Zamina Kavua Lokach, he took it from a fixed place, took it from a store. Avon Nimsa, the Gemara continues, the end of 32, there inside of Hamadal, when Nimsa just found it, Rashi explains here, what does Nimsa mean? Deny it, it traveled, so to speak. The piece of meat was not found in a store. It was in the middle of nowhere. It traveled. The piece of meat definitely didn't sprout out of the ground there. It came from somewhere. Okay, it came from somewhere. You don't know which, you know, you know where it came from. Then, halecha harod, nahashalav kavur. As far as you're concerned, when you come upon this piece of meat, there's no kriyas. Therefore, we go by the road. That's the sugya in Chulin. Again, Rashi just adds that point, the nayadu, when it travels. And I'm just showing you Rashi to add certain issues. As a side point, the Tosas there in Chulin, Tzadi Hevin Aleph, Tidamasa Sveiko Asa 34. Tosas, the Kol Kavua Kemetza Metadomi. Now, Bahad the Kanomi, the Raisa Chad Betray Bottle. One minute. What do you mean, Kol Kavua Kemetza? The Chad Betray Bottle. It says, Hainu Hecha Shemuru Be'eno Nikar Ha'iser. A little reminder. When do we say Chad Betray Bottle? That's we have a Tarobas, and you know, Nikar Yisr, we talked about this at length earlier on, but I mean, you know, just those are running us the point. Avahachi Adua Yisr, okay, Beduchte, okay, you know that there's one store that sells it, it's not our Tarobas, okay, you know, it's not the, you know, none of the stores have labels on it. You know, this is kosher, says this one says, you know, non kosher meat here, whatever, you know, it's fixed. Yaduhachi Adua Yisr Beduchte, Mechanos Samachar Sanavela. Okay, and that this store sells on a bailiff. That's not the Tarobas, yeah.
The Tarobas is the store.
Well, that's what we think at the beginning, but he says that. Right, okay, but again, why not just say, Chad Betrayna, why not just say, I can always eat the meat? Okay, why do we say Mechzel Mechzel? Well, why should we? Yeah, right.
There's no
Tarobas, and there's no. Well, that's close to say. Because Tarob is only when there's a... Right, that's what Tosa said. On the side, the other, back in the Gemara, Ksubas, Tez Vavon Aleph, the continuation of the Gemara also quotes the Teisha Chaneus. Okay, Tez Vavon Aleph and Ksubas. Okay, the actual Mokker is the one cooler, but the Gemara Ksubas quotes it also on Tez Vavon Aleph. That same Sugit we had before, 35. The Tanya Teisha, and it was cooler, and Mokhus, and Shkutu, and Achaz, and Achaz, and Achaz, and Achaz, Lokah, Machzman, many of them, Eid, and Lokah, Seiko, also, and Intalech, and Harod. Again, I'm just quoting the Rashi here. Also said, the Lokah, Bosser, Achman, Bimokom, Kriyas. That's the key. Again, that's why I'm showing you these Makaris, because each time Rashi elucidates something, I think wasn't elucidated in the other place. So here, on the Lokah, Bosser, Achman, Maksubas, Tesla, and Alm, 36, Bimokom, Kriyas. He bought it, as far as he knows he bought it in a particular store. He just doesn't remember whether it's the kosher or not the kosher. Therefore, Seiko, also, the whole Kabul, come out, some But if a nimsa, boss an inch of Meshuk, the Loyadina may appear, if you don't know where it came from, okay, then Alecha Haro, Rashi says, behold, Bala Fanenu, lo b'mokom kriyaslach, the guy who came to us with the Shaila, right, the person, vis-a-vis this individual, okay, so then, hola, Bala Fanenu, lo b'mokom kriyaslach, he didn't take it from the store, he found a piece of meat in a random place on the street, in a bag. Okay, and then, you know, he didn't get it from a fixed place. He found it. He didn't get it from any of the stores. He knows he didn't get it from any of the stores. Okay, so that's called not a makom kriyas. That's not kavur. The far pisha, they are the whole parish, meru parish. We learn the whole parish, meru parish. Okay, one other place we find this din is in Nida, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, 37. Okay, the Tanya Teisha, who is called Machos Meshkutu, Achas Meshkutu, Achas Meshkutu, Lokah, Lokah, and any of them is a Lokah, Sveika, also, and Intel, like a Haro. So here too, Rashi, Sveika, also, why? The Kol Kabul, Kamechza, Mechza, Namik, Kaven, Shalokah, Mokah, Makmirs, Mechzakinla, Kamechza, Mechza. That's the story. Since he took it from a fixed place, and we don't know, we can't have the right to say that it was from the, and again, as I said at the outset of the Shir, mathematicians, do all the, there's articles of, there's a very mathematician, Eric Slovak, not the YU, and then Rabbi Moshe Kopel. He's old time, he's an enemy of the Yeshiva, his brother was a contemporary point. So he's a brilliant mathematician, he's written quite a number of articles. I don't know nearly enough about mathematics to follow. He wrote a Sefer on Maseches Kanim, you know, the nests, with, you have to know a little math to know the
I actually read part of that Sefer.
Yeah, Rabbi Kopel Sefer, I don't know. I mean, I tried, actually spoke to someone who I know is mathematics, but I don't have enough mathematical background to follow it. But he wrote a parish up in Sinus Khan, he had to work out all the math. So he has an article also on this, I saw somewhere once, that he talks about the mathematics here of Kavua and probability and percentages and so on. So mathematicians enjoy that stuff. I really think I would enjoy it. I just don't know. So, anyhow, it's one of my regrets. I didn't take any mathematics. I was a liberal arts person here in Hawaii Yeshiva College, and I'm sorry that I upset that I didn't take any physics or math.
Regret?
Course.
Huh? Regret is the word maybe Rebbe's looking for.
Yeah, regret. Yeah, I regret the fact I didn't take any. Math and physics courses, but okay, that was that. Uvenimtza bekarka, right, the next Rashi in Nid Yud Ches Amud Aleph, uvenimtza bekarka, the haveli mufresh me milo lokom lokom akviyas, then alecha chorov, umutter, the kol parish, muru parish, good. Okay, so those are some of the sugyas with Rashi, we understand, I think, what it's about. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Perak Ches, Halacha Aleph, Paskins, Eser chanuyos, teisha mochos b'sar shkuta, v'achas mecharis nevelis, v'lokach bosom v'achas men v'eni odeh meizem lokach, harayiz aser, shekol kavua kemech tamech t'david. That's what we paskin. Aval bosar nimtzum mushlok v'shuk, then halecha charo, v'chol d'parish, v'ruba parish. Most of the stores are non-Jewish stores, and that piece of meat's going to be osur. Okay, that's how the Rambam paskins. And now we come here to Sid Gimel. You're in our simon. Kufyud, Sid Gimel. Pas says the Shulchan Aruch. Hes chanuyos mokum sashkuta v'achas mokheres v'san v'elam v'lokach v'yachs men rin yadu v'yitem v'lokach harei zu osar shakol kavoch v'yachs v'yachs v'damen v'osar nimtza v'shuk v'yara v'yko chavim. Okay, then it's mutter. Came into rov achinez mokum sashkuta d'chol parish v'parish meru parish. Okay, so that's the little shulchan aruch like the Rambam. Good. Now the mechaber adds something. And that's what we'll get off for the rest of the shiur today. Bez Hashem, not complicated, but it's important. Then it appears here in the Shulchan Aruch, so we're discussing it. Okay. Zehu din Torah. That's the rule of Midoraisa. Ava chachamim asuhu, but the chachamim, the Rabbanan, assered this piece of meat, even if rove of the stores are kosher stores. Okay. Ava pisha kalashok. In fact, even if all the stores, doesn't make a difference. The chachamim assered it. Okay, Chachamim doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch here why. You'll see in a moment why it doesn't say anything, but that's what it says. Okay, the Chachamim asked it even if not only row of these stores, it comes from even every single one of these stores. Okay, it doesn't matter. Midrabbanan, that piece of meat is usher. And there are more ads, Ayin La'el Simon Sama Gimel. Okay, and he says, take a look in Simon Sama Gimel, which we'll see in a little while. Simon Sama Gimel here in your day. Simon Sama Gimel is the Simon on what's called Basar Shenis Alim. Minayim. Okay, meat, kosher meat, which you knew was kosher, but it was disappeared from sight, from a Jew's sight for a while. Okay, that's what the Sin and Sama Gimel is about. All right, let's just read the rest of the sift here. I don't, not, they're being called the parish, more parish, Hainer Shal Pirish Lefanenim. I will appearish Lefanenu, O Sheroa, Kishani Udalaka, Abiki Lacha Misham Biyada. Okay, there's certain limitations. We'll have to see about that when we'll say, call the parish, look the parish. Now, what did you see? What information you have? It could be Kavua. Okay. Anyway, that we'll get back to that. All right. So the Shach right away tells us. Okay. The Shach tells us in Cotton Chav from 41. Says it's called Rabbi Chamasu. Mishum Basa Shes Halaman. Kedil Sin Sama Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch didn't say anything. The Ramah didn't really fill in too much information. He just tells you to look at Sin Sama Gimel. So Shach helps us out. But can he tell us because Basa Shes Halaman? Shes Basa Shes Halaman. I am Kedil Sin Sama Gimel. Required is Bar Shalom Nachon Beezi Inyan Anu Matirin. Mishum Basa Shes Halaman. I am Bikiagav. The Mutar Khan Pirish Mamela. Okay. So he says we have to see when do we apply Basa Shes Halaman. Do we not apply? He says. I want to see about it, look in Sama Gimel. But since it did come up here, I want to talk about it briefly, okay, for the rest of the year today. Instead of Kotten Chafalot, the Shach says, in Pirish Malena, Mishum Das Sofek Nolad, B'mokum HaKviyas. It's an important point, okay, where did the Sofek originate? Okay, when we say Kol Kavua Kamech Samech Sadam, you have to be Machmer, to treat it as a 50-50, and therefore Asr. That I tried to enter it before. Where did the Sufik originate? Okay, here the Sufik, you know, I know I bought it in particular stores. So then the Sufik originated, you know, the matter is whether the Sufik was Nolad B'Makom Kviyas. But I know I bought it in a particular store, just on a wood store. So the Sufik originated at a fixed place in the store as opposed to something on the street. Okay. Right, but I'm saying, but the problem developed before that the Kol Kavua came from a Kavua that could place. All right, the vis-a-vis me. Okay, so that's the Atarazok is the Ramarabmid, Ibamin Maminok, and it's something else. All right, what about, we'll come back to this. We're going to talk about it. Okay, it's an important point, but we'll get back to it. I wanted this to today's year just to finish up. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, because you could argue. Right, this is right. Well, that's also a question. Did you know and you forgot? You just didn't know altogether. That's also, we'll see. We'll talk about it. Okay. Anyway, what about Basa Shinis Alamanai? So that is a statement of Rav in the Gemara in Chulin, Sadi Ham and Aleph. Okay. The same daf as we were talking about before. 42. Amar Rav, Basar, Kabaj Nis Alamanai, and Osir. Meat, kosher meat. Okay? She's Alan min ha'ayin, also. I'll eat that meat. So Rashi there, it's not a Haman, Al 43 says, she's Alan min ha'ayin, sha'as shalo ra'o. An hour went by. Sha'ah doesn't mean something an hour. We know that other places mean an hour, but it means an amount of time. Now, it's an open question. At least some say, what about a minute, a second, 2 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 minutes? You know, how much time? Okay, we'll have to see about it. But Sha'ah means that a period of time went by where this meat was quote unquote exposed. Okay, I feel it was on my table, but I left the room, and we'll see there were other people around and so on. So we're concerned about it. Why? Why is it Osir? Says Rashi, Khun Sarim al Osir, 43, Shema Nischalev Benevela. Maybe somebody switched it. Either there were people in my house, okay, at that time, or animals, birds, whatever. I mean, you know, we had the Chulda, right, the weasel brought chametz and so on and so forth. You know, whatever, they put out 10 pieces, I found 9 pieces, you know, all these questions about these comments, it's a Shema.
Has Rebbe ever heard of cases of Basar Shinas Alam in Ayim where actually talk about something happened and then switched to Zubayla?
So at the end of the Shiva, I'll tell you a story, okay, that was circulating a bunch of years ago on an airplane. Okay, you heard about that story years ago, it was floating around. Not necessarily, no, but. Although actually not, we'll see the issue can come, you know, where it could come up. Well, let's see, we'll come back. Besides the story, we'll come back where it could be no game. But anyway, that's the concern of Rav, from Nischal up in Nevela, either the person switches, an animal or bird or whatever switches, and so maybe it's Nevela.
May I ask one more question?
Yes.
Why is this particular basar?
It's not.
So, any food?
Yeah, kosher food, yeah. I mean, that's why when you get a thing, it comes with a sticker. We'll see. Yeah. Okay, if you have a goyish driver and so on, you want to make sure it came with in a recognizable pan or was taped shut. Yeah.
Because I remember, maybe I misinterpreted things, but I thought that like when people are like saying having Fleshika Kiddishes and they would have one of these these heater boxes and they would be not going to have a lock on it all because there's Flesh in there. But I keep on hearing, I thought I would cut the hear go because it's Flesh, as if like plus or sound the eye is only issue for Flesh.
I don't think it's only for Flesh. I don't think so. Okay. I think there's also something called Dugshin sound in iron. So ice cream and pizza, I don't know. Yeah, it should apply to other things too. Yeah. Anyway, but then the Rav is talking about this. So the Gemara asks on 44, it's out of hand made. El Rav Heichal Chal Bisra. So how did he ever eat meat? What, he never let the meat out of his sight from the time that it was shechted till he ate it? Never let the meat out of his sight? It's a little far-fetched to assume that. So Rashi says there in Tzadi 45, El Rav Heichal Chal Bisra. Whole of a haloma asala. He asks it once it's in Salam, once it's not in his sight. He asks it to the, how can it be? So Gemara gives a few answers. One is b'shaite, d'lo alem henemene en chanami. Rashi says, 45 mishana b'shaite, miyad kashenishchat. He would eat the meat fresh, right after the shechta, he saw it. It never left his eyes, Taka. Never left his sight. That's one possibility. Okay, b'shaite, d'lo alem henemene. Okay. I mean, those days, I guess you didn't have refrigeration anyway, so you pretty much ate the meat. Not long after we shechted, anyhow. That's he ate it. But okay, that's what Rav did according to this Gemara. Or two, he bought his Ema. Bitsaira Chasuma. It had some sort of a seal or packaging that he knew that was on it. Okay. In other words, the meat was not in his sight, but it was in a bag, it was in a package, it had a seal, tape, whatever, something on it, Chasima Chosam on it, that he knew that this was the piece of meat that he had purchased. Okay, and it would not be possible for someone to switch it and put the exact same packaging, exact same seal on it, so you knew it was the same piece of meat, even though it's not in his sight. That's two. Rinami, the Simona, or there was such a simon on the piece of meat itself. Okay, Kihad the Rabba Barbuna Mechatech La Tlas Karnaso. Then we had at the very end of Hilchos Basmachala, and we had with the bread, milk and bread, you make a cane tura, remember that? What that meant. Okay, but there's some kind of marking on it. So here you have Simona Medalamid itself. Atlas Karnas, Atlas Karnas, a triangle. Okay.
So
Rashi, Atlas
Karnas, huh? So, you know, it's jumping out at me when looking at this Gemara. So first it says, the second answer introduces by Ibai Zayim, and the third answer introduces by Inami.
So I actually thought of that also. The only thing I think of is that the last two answers are similar. You know what I'm saying? In other words, the first thing is Itaka didn't need any meat. I mean, again, we're looking into other places in Shas, we have that. I thought of that question also. I thought that maybe they're totally different. Answers two and three are similar. It's a packaging, it's a seal, it's a mark on it, it's similar, as opposed to the first answer, which was Itaka never ate meat unless it didn't leave your site. Maybe. I don't know if that satisfies you or not. But
That's I found that satisfying.
I think so. Okay. So anyway, Inami b'Simona, that's what I thought. Okay. Kiyar Rodo Mechatek Atlas, Karnas Arashi, L'chol Chativa, Gimel Karnas, Mishum Simon, Shaligna Memena, Anshe Beso. The household workers won't take that piece of meat. He would put some kind of a simon. I assume he didn't always put the same simon after, otherwise they'd catch on after a while, right? But okay. That's the Gemara. All right. Now.
Well, I mean, we always use the same simon. You have the tape from the OU tape.
I know, but you have to get that tape. That's the difference. Simon, I think, needs something on the piece of meat itself. The plumbers, there's a call it the plumbers on the chicken, the metal clamp thing. I think that has a Huzash Kochet on it. Probably, yeah. Yeah.
No, but so, I mean, when it comes to, let's say, overusing a
set. And by the way, when meat gets delivered to a butcher from like a slaughterhouse, it also has stuff in the meat itself clamped, some kind of a ticket. Or a card or something that's inside of the very, you have, can't do that yourself, you know. Yeah, I'm sorry, what was I saying, Aaron?
Well, I mean, when it comes to overusing a simen, so when it comes to basa shilas ali mina ayim, are we worried that somebody will maliciously switch it or that it'll be switched accidentally? If we're worried about, if we're worried about maliciously switching it, then we can worry about overusing a simen.
Yeah, it's just all birds. You're not worried about birds, but if you're worried about anchi basa, that's why I just made that comment. The Rashi's comment at the end of 45, Atlas Karnas Lechol Chadiv Gimkhan Shum Simit Shelo Yignevu Mimena Anche Beso. So that sounds like there was concern for intentional monkey business.
At which point, in the Dover Sof, they could just copy the Simon.
Right, that's something you have to mix up your Simon. But it's like changing your password every once in a while, right?
No, but the problem is the piece, you have a steak in front of you, it's on the table, you left, you went to go order the supermarket. The steak is a triangle. Mm-hmm. Right, clearly the simon is the triangle. Like it's not, it's right. Obvious. If somebody wanted to replace it, they would just cut a stick into a triangle. And
right, I understand. So it's a good order. I have to figure out how the simona works. Yeah. All right. The other question we'll see is it worth the while if somebody's doing it intentionally? Why would a guy do it? In other words, the assumption is that someone may decide. Let's say a delivery person. So you raise the question. A delivery man is delivering kosher meat. So he figures out. He knows kosher meat fetches more money on the market. So he'll drive somewhere else and sell his kosher meat. And then he'll buy for the money that he made on that. He'll buy cheaper meat, non-kosher meat, and then come and sell it as kosher meat. You know, meanwhile, he made a profit, right? That's a concern. So there have been scandals like that, yes. Unfortunately, there are scandals. There are scandals like that. Yeah.
Then he doesn't have to steal your meat.
Huh?
Then he doesn't have to steal your meat to do that. He could just buy a nevela and,
Right, but he's the guy who's delivering and he works for company, whatever, and he comes up with the truck, the kosher OU truck or whatever. Yeah. And so, you mentioned other things, the ice cream. I mentioned now, you go into the stores, let's say one of these stores that has it assigned the following. All but the following flavors under the OU. You've seen that, right? So the ice cream, like Baskin Robbins, these kind of places, right? So behind, they have you pick this and this and this and this flavor, and they have these tubs, right? So a lot of times, hopefully the tub, it has the stamp of the OU. The problem is, let's say he ran out of it. So he went to the supermarket down the block, non-kosher ice cream, refilled it. So then the Jewish customer asks, can I see the thing? Takes it out, So the issue can come up. Now, the reason we make it because the way it works with these franchises, they must sell only the ice cream by that franchise company. If the inspector or someone comes and sees he's selling ice creams, he'll lose license. That's if it was not worth it for him to do it. Yeah. Okay, anyway, but all this is a sheet of Rav. There is, the Gemara continues there in Sadi Hamad Beis in Chulin. Okay, 46. Rav Chiya bar Oven ispid like kirkiso. It was a type of meat, I think, from the intestine. Okay, it lost a piece of meat. Okay. And he came also to come to Rabuna. So he came, and then he found it again, apparently. He came before Rabuna, and he asked Rabuna, what's the story? Can I eat the meat or not? So Omale, Islech Simon Simon Bagabe, he had some kind of a simon on it. You know, so Omale love. But then he said, Islechot Tvias Eina Bagabe, can you recognize that this was the cut of meat? There was some way to recognize that not actually a physical simon, but some way you can recognize it? Omale in, he said, yeah. Okay. He said, in came, Zilchot, so then go ahead and eat it. Now that sounds like it's against Rav. Right, because you know, Rav, even though it's Basel Shal Salam and Ayin, as long as you have some kind of Tvias Ayin, that's good enough. Okay, so the question really is now, how do we pass him? This was a sheet of Rav. Okay, so it's a cooler within Rav, but Ravuna was a Talmud of Rav. Okay, Ravuna was. He's saying that it's usher, it is usher, but you have to have to use eye. But he's a little more make in the sense that he doesn't require an actual physicalism, but some way that you can recognize. But the bottom line is, even if one is agreeing that there's got to be some way that you can recognize this was a piece of meat that you had. Okay, then he allows you to have it. All right, so how do we paskin? So look in Rashi, there on Sadi Hamabes, 47, Rav Huna. Sirle Kirav Rabbe, he holds like his Rebbe Rav, good. The Osir Bahalam, who Osir Bosash and his Alam and Ayin, below Kaimon Kavosi. We don't Paskin that way. So according to Rashi, okay, Bosash and his Alam and Ayin, okay, where you know you find a piece of meat and roll, go back to our original case, right? Roll with the butcher shops were kosher. Okay, roll with the butcher shops were kosher. You found a piece of meat. So according to Rav, nothing to talk about. I don't care if all the butcher shops were kosher. It's Bosash and his Alam and Ayin, goodbye. However, if row of the butcher shops are kosher, we paskin that it's allowed, okay? And says Rashi, below kama kavase, right? So if you found meat, muscles on the eye in a place where row of the butcher shops are kosher, if they're Jewish or whatever else, the salesman, everything's kosher, so then the meat is mutter, okay? Or the halacha is not like Rav, low kama kavase. And then Rashi says, even though we have a general rule, Hilchos HaKirav B'Isuri. What do you mean? Don't we have a general principle that matters this ahead to the we pass like Rav? So Rashi tells an important point. That's when you have Machokas, Rav and Shmuel. It doesn't mean every Issur V'Heter issue we pass like Rav. Okay? It's when a Machokas, Rav and Shmuel, then we say Hilchos HaKirav B'Isuri, Shmuel B'Dini. Pass like Rav and matters this ahead there, and Shmuel in monetary, you know, in business law, monetary law, and so on, in Imamanas. But it doesn't mean that Hilchos HaKirav B'Isuri doesn't mean we always pass like Rav. So he says, Gabi Puta Shmuel, I mean, Abba Gabi Masin Salo, Rav Kana, Haka Chazin, Lama Lishkol Echo. That's why another case where they told me you can eat it and so on. We don't pass like Rav. Okay. We had also by Ariach HaMil, so Rav and Levi. Remember that? Okay, we had Rav and Levi. So we don't always pass like Rav there either. So that was a Machokas. You know, Rabbi Levi, equating it to the Machokas, Rabban Abai and the Zorban. Okay, anyway, the point of this Rashi is an important point that we don't always, just because we say Hilchos HaKirav B'Isuri, it doesn't mean every issue of Heter, sheet of Rabbi, we have to follow. It doesn't mean Machokas, Rabbi Shmuel, we generally follow. Okay.
Masnissen here is a Brysa?
I didn't quote it, it's a Brysa, yeah. On that same page.
Okay, so I mean, are we assuming that Rabbi is not aware of this Brysa?
Well, there's also Rav Tano Apali, so I have to double check. I have to look. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't remember now. Rav doesn't disagree.
I mean, it comes out a little funny because if Shmuel would come and argue on Rav and say, no, there's a price against you, then we would pass like Rav. But now Shmuel shut his mouth and didn't say anything. Now we're not passing like Rav.
I have to look again on that daf. Take a look on the daf and see what it says. I don't remember now. Okay, anyway, that's but the bottom line for us right now is Rashi's clear one thing. We don't pass like Rav by Bosh Hashanah Manayim. That's for sure. And Rashi's not a Dan Shachit. The Balamor, the Chulin Lamed Gimel Beis, going over Lamed Dan on 48. The Balamor, okay, the Rif, the Balamor is coming to the Rif. The Rif did pass him like Rav. Okay, the Zesha Pasak, meaning referring to the Rif, the Bosh Hashanah Manayim Karab, Lo Pasak Arbenu Shalmazal. That's Rashi. Okay, the Balamor points out that even though the Rif seems to pass him like the Rif Paskins like Rab, and we're concerned about Boshin Shah Salam Alai. But as the Balamor says, we know Rashi doesn't say like that. Okay. And he has others, he has Rayas, and so on in different Gemaras. And the only thing is, he says, and even Talmidei Rab, maybe it was a Midas Chasidus. Okay, Rab was Machmar himself. Okay, a very important point the Balamor makes. If you take a look in the Gemara, okay, Rav came in Shazam Alai and also Rav Paskin that way. Okay, but then the Gemara asks, how did Rav eat meat? You all understood the way the Balamor makes an interesting diuk, I think. He said, it's a midas chasidus, l'hachmer l'atzmon. Okay, really we paskin like leaving others. Okay, and how do we know? Because if Rav meant this as a rule for everybody, the question of the Gemara, look back for a moment at 44. The Gemara says, Ela Rav hecha ochol bisra. Had it would have said to the Balamor, how can we eat meat? Right, that's the Balamor's diuk. I think it's a fair diuk. Okay, the Gemara says, "El Rav Heich Achol." Alma the who Neil the Abed Kishmai Tzavel. Chula Alma Lo Im Kain Havel Lameme El Rav Heich Achlinon. How can we eat meat? So the Balamor is contending that the Gemara understood Rav that this was Rav's personal chumrah. Okay, he never meant it for others. Maybe his Talmidim followed, maybe his Hasidus of some sort. Okay, and the Balamor himself concludes with Datenu Notam is Elahati. Even though the Balamor says, even though the Rif Paskin like Rav, but Datenu Notam is Elahati. I think we can make it. So the Balamor also agrees explicitly and makes that the deal. And the truth is, Tosos elsewhere, Tosos not Paz, but Tosos Bamitzia, Davchav Gimel Beis. Quotes like that also, but I told also say like that, agreeing with the Balamor and Rashi. So it comes up in Bab Metzia, the Chav Gimel Beis in the Sugya of Hashavas Aveda, you know, Eilam Metzias. Okay, because the Gemara talks about Machrozo Shel Dogim. Okay, you have fish that are on a string. Remember that was one of the things for Machrozo Shel Dogim or El Shelo. Okay, and Tosus there points out point nine, Vuadin Machrozo Shel Bosar. Okay, aye, but. You know, it's tied to a certain string. That is a simon. Okay, that is a simon. That's a Tosfos Akasha. There it's talking about a simon for the purpose of returning it to its owner. Okay, and one of the things they mentioned is a triangle. I think Gemara there, if I remember correctly, has a picture of a triangle placed in a looks for the Rashi. Remember that? Okay, in the Rashi, right? The picture, the audio visual aids. So, or visual aids. But anyway, so that's the sugi that comes up with him. Right. So that's right. So that again, that's a simon for the purpose of Hashavas Aveda. So that's exactly the chiluk Tosfos is true. That's why it's there. But for whatever reason, Tosfos doesn't quote it in a poem. Okay. Yeah, but what it means? No. Charosus shows for Bosar. Okay. But he makes this the chiluk like this that even something which wouldn't be a simon for Hashem's Aveda purposes, would be a simon by us. Why? Says Tosfos Yeshama Gabe Bosa Shaman Ahein Hekilu Tve War Makel the Ain Halacha Kirab because Halacha like Rav anyway. Okay, and he makes the same deal that the Balamor makes. Where Rav because the Gemara asks the Parak Shama Rav Hechachol Bismachan Daman Shapreplin. So he says even though it's a good you want to have a Midas Chasidus, but we you know Midas Chasidus doesn't require to go all the way and have such a superior simon. Yeah. Okay, I get. Okay, I hear. That's also a look. Yeah, but I still want. Okay, tonight one more. Doesn't mean it belongs. I am. Okay. Anyway, that's a shita. So Rashi and Chulin and the Balamor and Chulin Tosin Baba Metzia, they all say that we don't pass like Rav. Maybe it's a chumrah, it's a minis chasidus, it's good to have some sort of a simon, but it's only minis chasidus. That's how these Rishonim learn. Okay? If you look in the Rosh in Chulin, 50, the Rosh in Chulin, Parag Zayin, Simon Chav Beis, So he begins, he paskens, and Rashi pasuk galas hilchas akarav. We just saw the Rashi. That was the Rashi 47. Right? Rashi says that we don't pass like Rav. And he brings rayas, and so I didn't print, I didn't tell the whole sugya, okay, but he brings rayas, okay, about the birds and the taking it, maybe, and so on and so forth. And then he asks the kasha from Bava Metzia. He says it's not the same thing. Okay, he calls, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Tells him Bava Metzia that we have doesn't mention Rabbeinu Tam by name, but Rosh says that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. If you look in the Rosh, I put seven lines down. Makes an important distinction. He says, actually, we don't reject Rav entirely. Hashpam is important chiluk that the Rosh quotes and seems to agree with. Okay, Hashpam tirates the hard the paskin and hocha the low kerav. Haynu hecha shematza habasar b'makom shehinicha. The meat was in the exact same place where you left it. Okay, it was in the same place where you left it. The low chashilin shema'or v'chlifa v'yula osu mokom atzma. Okay, you don't have to worry if some bird came and moved it and put it back in the same exact place. Okay, or even a person. Okay? But if you found it somewhere else, okay, you don't assume it just fell down or the wind blew it over and so on and so forth. So that's a very important point that he brings rias to this. And that's the shita of the Rosh as well. Okay, so you can read through that Rosh, but that's an important point. Namely, that according to him, the Rosh, the Rashbam, there's a kula, there's no problem of bosesh is halaman ayin when the meat is found in the same place we left it. Okay, then we don't pass it. Otherwise, we do pass like Rav. So that's the machlokas. Again, Rashi, the Bava Mor, the Tosfos, the Bava Tzia, did not make that chiluk. They said we don't pass like Rav other than as a midas chasidus. Fine. But the Rashbam is willing to say, no, we do. We don't reject Rav entirely. We do hold like Rav, but only if, what do you call it? And that's the Rosh quotes. But we'll make it if you found it in the same place. Okay? But if it looks like it was touched or moved, then we have to be choshes for Rav. That's the opinion of the Rosh and the Rashbam. The Rashba, in the Bais HaKotzer, Bais Al Shar Beis, look at most of the Shar Beis, 51. Okay, so again, he summarizes the sugi. He says, "Alokay abasar nechal gabadav osher twelve makom shofa shrotzim yochal lichon lisa liten shom nizalach nayin." There are animals around kibbutz. Yesh mina gaonim shasu. Of the riff and some gaonim lazer. Choshinan shema orig bav and altum izeh maybe chares mekoma. Lafichach im enam akir betvias ayin osher enam basiman asura. Okay, but he said, "Meder amurim if it's in a place where taka it's if it's." Possible for, you know, easy for someone to move it. Okay, they were more concerned about animals and people here. Okay, it's in a place, it was on a hook, it was in some place where it was tough to move it. So then it's mutter. So according to Rashba, well, any that's one thing. Now he said, Yesh Gidmigdole Hamorim, there are some more important poskim. And that was Rashi and Tosfos the Balamor. Okay. Shahor lahat bechol bosses almanayin. Rafilu bosses nimsas mushlachas bedera. Beir shorob mochay bosses yisil. That's where we started. Right? You found a piece of meat in the street. Okay. Rav, laofus shorot mei choshen. The kosher came and she didn't boss beveso. Ubo motzah sham. Enu choshlach. You left at your fridge, left on your table. You came back with something mutter. Okay. That's Rashi Tosfos the Balamor. Afal pisha enu boss simon below tviyasayin. I don't have no simon and I can't recognize it. It's a piece of meat. Right? But he then adds, "Vemeder amur shabba umotzam makom shenicha." That's like the Rosh, the Rashbam. Yeah, a dafka is in a place. Abushemotzam makom acher bedinu lachos because and dinu lachos. Okay, because of the shani omer osahocha vizu acherzi. Then he says, if something changed in the number, I feel the niach eser chatichos uba v'lo motzam elatesha. I left 10. I only found 9. So it sounds like there was somebody here. The piece of meat disappeared. Right? That's always the Sergeant comments. He left out 10 pieces and found 9. Right? The old problem. Right? The royal leash of Hoshin Shema O son, they didn't have to worry about all of them. Because it's not the same. So Rashba is sort of like the Rashbam and the Rosh, but he throws in that if nothing is missing, okay, then it's mutter. But if something is missing from the way you left it, okay, then the meat's going to be also because maybe there was some tampering here. It's got to be exactly where you left it and how you left it. So that's the Rashba. Okay? Rabban, in the Chiddush Rabban, in Chulin Tzadihem, Rabban throws another thing. Okay, I mean, it's sort of like the we mentioned before also. Rabban says, was it in a safe place? Or a place, yeah, we said it. The Chiddush Rabban is in 52. Nimtzim Yad Koy Shayab, Nimtzim Akarka, Moshamas Gozer, Malachas Ruba, the Amad, Amen, Shema Orb, maybe you mean a or Shema Chulda, or Bartles, Goru, Mechli, for right, some animals or whatever, switch and so on. Ha in Nimtzis, Tluya, Bederach, Shayna, Ova, Shasma, also in Mutaris, but it's in a place where no one else can get to it, then it's Mutar. Okay? All right, so how do we paskin all this? Halachal Isis. And the Rambam, 53. The Rambam, Hilchas Machal, Zur, Perchas, Halachal Yubayz, right? We saw the Rambam before. What was it again? Halach Yud Aleph in 39, by the Tesha, Esa Chanuyos and so on. So then we say if he, we can, he doesn't know which we took it from, so then it's Mekko Kabuka Metzal Metzah. However, if we found on a street, then it's, we go by the road. But then he says, however, the Chain Boss went into me, Akum, any of them, and me, Lokachim, I'm Mocher, Boss, and so on, Mutter, Mizel, Din Torah. He throws in the line, which is where the Machaber got it from. Ukvar Osru, Chachomim, Kol, Habosar, Animsim, in a Bain, Bishok, Bain, Biad Akum, Afal P, Shakol, Ashok, and Cholamoch, and Israel, Midrabonon, the Chomate, Shakzera, below Od El Alokach, Boss, and Nicha Beveso. He says, even if in your house, and Nelam, and Ayan, and Osir, so he paskins straight out like Rav, like the Balamok or the Riff. Okay, so he paskins like Rav. So really, we have a bunch of different shitas. I mean, Akotze, Akotze. We had Rashi, the Rav and the Benatam, the Bukhosim Bamitzir, which the Rosh quotes on Benatam, and the Balamor, who said we don't pask like Rav at all. Maybe a minute chassid is maximum. The other extreme, you have the Rambam and the Riff. Well, no, we paskin like Rav. Okay, we paskin like Rav, unless there's Tvias Ayin or some kind of a simon. The boss is also. And you have kind of these middle views, which suggest that the Rashba, if nothing's missing, or the Rabban, if it's in a protected place, or the Rashbam, if it's in the same place we left, the Rambam doesn't care about that. The Rambam writes, or it's sealed, and whatever else. Okay, that's as we said. But goes Maimonides in 54. Osvav there in Perkas Alachir Beis Vilchos Machalos Suris. He writes, "Hinei Pasuk Rav." Okay, he passed like Rav. Dama Pasuk Stam and I also the Chaim Pasuk Rabai, the Chaim Pasuk Ben Chanano, the Rabbi Tzakalfas. Okay, and so many people pass in that way. Okay, however, on the third line, now goes Maimonides writes, "Ravan Rabbi Natan B'chol Rabbi Sen Mitzarfos Pasuk Udei Alachik Rav." Okay, those are the Mishnah we saw. Pasuk not like Rav because he has other Mishnayos. Wasn't just the other Messiah in place, but seems to disagree with him. And Adiyak from Anan, the Gemara itself implies it was only Chumar Rav, doesn't say Anan Hechachlin. Okay, so different Machoka is the Ram of Paskins like Rav. So here in the Shulchan Aruch now, we have a look back for a second at 40. Shulchan Aruch by us just says, here in Sid Gimel, some Kuvyud, it just said Zeu Din Torah. Aval Chacham Asu Avu Bishakol Hashem V'Chol Avakum Yisrael. And Moshe says, "Look in Siman Sama Gimel." So look at the list of source here, 55. Back in Siman Sama Gimel, Hilchos Baser Shnei Salam and Ayin. Every day Siman Sama Gimel. See you follow. So here it says Baser Animtzah Muslach Pashuk. Okay, found meat, a wrapped piece of meat somewhere in the street. Halecha Charo. Hold the parchment, real parchment. Good. Same thing it says in our Siman. Right, if you found for Moses those are kosher, go by the road. Moses was non kosher, go by the road, non kosher. If I rode Mokham of the Kacham Ozer, I rode Mokham is all mutter, good. Bechain Bosin into Miyaro, another Milaka, same thing. If I Mokham Bosin is all mutter. But he says again, like he says here, Zeh, Zed Din Torah. Ukvar Osu Kacham, the Mamma Salam in the Rambam in 53, Parakas, and Lucky Bait. Zeh Din Torah, Kvar Osu Kachamim. Call a boss on himself, Ben Mishuk, Ben Yarov Chavim, Alpha Pisha Kalavok, or Shakal Shok from Israel, Xer Dabonon, Laod, and he says like the Rambam, Ella Halokev, Bosser, Venicho, Beveso, Venelam, and Ayan, Osser, Elam Kanab of Simon, Osho of Tzvis Ayan, Makira Vada Shuze, Osho, and Sora Rechosim. So, Simon Sama Gimel, Mechaber is Macher, okay? Siv Beis, the Chaber goes on. Tola kli mole chatikas basa. He had a package, a big, whatever, full of meat, hung it up somewhere. V'nishbar kli, broke. V'nafal chatichas l'arts, and then he came back later and he found them on the floor. U'bar motzah chatichas v'ein lo bolam s'bohem lo simen lo tzvitz. Ayin arayz also. She'ei shlomar also basa shahar v'kli garar to chayav sheretz. Z'zeh basa acheru. But in tolei mat b'masmer k'yotzi bo she'iyef shalosh sheretz l'toleich mutter. Okay, but then the Mechaber says, "Yesh matirin." Didn't say follow, but as well, continue on. So, "Yesh matirin." That's the Rosh, the name of the Rashbam. "Yesh matirin boslish in his alam and ha'ayim imotzo b'makom sheimicha." So here he does quote this kula from the Rosh Rashbam, and the Ramah says, "Right away, b'haminug lahakel kisvar achrona." Here the Ramah is mekel. All right, and it's afilu v'haya b'yad nochem. In one place. Okay, so that's the Shulchan. It's striking or noteworthy, at least, that whereas here in Simchat Gimel, the writes Mechaber writes Yesh Matirin Boshes Al Ayim Motzu Mokum Shenichan. He doesn't say that by us. Look back in 40. He just says Zeh Din Torah Vacham Asu Afal Pishe Kol Hashorot Al Mokum Yisrael. Here in Arsim Kuv Yud does not say the Yesh Matirin. Okay, I don't know if you can be right, because it's not really the subject of my Hagam that I gave Shimon today, but it's not really the principal subject here. And that's why the Ramah says right away, look in Simon Sama Gimel. The Chaver himself mentions that Yesh Matirin. Now, I don't know. I mean, the first thing he quotes is to be Machmer, and that's how the Rambam is Machmer. So, but the Ramah says, okay, but it's noteworthy that, He doesn't quote the Yesh Matirin by us, but I don't think it's a bomb kasha because he's not really talking about it. I mean, and the Rambam said, look at Simchat Gimel, you want to see the whole picture. Because all he said was, by us, all he says, Chacham Asru. So he wasn't a give, yeah, but if it's in the same place, he wasn't interested in giving all the dinim here in Arsim and Kuf Yud. But that maybe he holds that way. Or if he doesn't hold that way, maybe he quotes the Yesh Matirin, that's not how he paskins. But the Rambam does, more clearly in Simchat Gimel. And what does it say in here? It just tells you, look in Sinas Al-Gibbo. You want to hear what I say about this? Look in Sinas Al-Gibbo. And, the Shach, as we saw in 41, in Sikon Chob, the issue is Boshesh Tamayin. But the Ramah accepts the Kula, Minig Lahaka Kizvar Achonim. Okay, that is, some issues, how long the Boshesh Tamayin mean the Salamanayin? How long do you not have to see it? I mean, we had the language, it was Shaw Atas. Where is that? Someone says Shoaka, but it doesn't mean an hour. Okay. It means a period of time. Just look away for a second, it's hard to imagine. Right? I can't find it, but one of the people we saw before, right, says Shoachas. Who was it? Look in the wrong place. I'm sorry, Rashi and Chul, inside of 43. Shoachas. Has to be an amount of time where it's reasonable to assume that someone or an animal could have switched it. Okay? But normally speaking, we have deliveries from it's actually a double seal. It's actually some kind of a thing on top. It's double wrapped, a double seal. There's a tape over it and so on. That's fine. Okay? I don't think it's limited only to buzzer. Okay? That's why we're done. That's another reason why the airplane. What? Yeah, right. Well, they usually put the sticker from the pizzeria, around it or something like that. Yeah, that's. I don't know. I mean, an airplane. We discussed the double seal. We discussed why because of the Zay issue. But that's why it takes you 20 minutes to open the thing. Well, so I'll tell you in a second. So, all right, I'll mention it now. So, this was the case. A guy, two was on a plane. The story that was floating around. Yeshivas years ago. So some guy was on a plane and he was sitting next to a guy and struck up a conversation. What a pleasant person. Whatever. So the meals came. So of course the Jew had his kosher food. He opened everything up. And then he went to go wash. Okay. He went to the back of the plane, whatever, to go wash. He came back and he sat there and realized he didn't eat the meat. So the guy was sitting next to him. Yeah, the way the story was told over. The guy was the next time said, how come you're not eating meat? We have a certain law, we're only allowed to eat kosher food and so on and so forth. And I realized I got up to wash, so we have a concern. We have to know. I don't know if he told him, I'm afraid you might have switched the meat. But they said, you know, we have a rule that when we have kosher meat, we have to see the whole time that it's kosher. And I realized after I got up to go to the bathroom to wash, whatever, and I came back, the meat was out of my sight for a while. And therefore, you know, I can't be 100% convinced anymore that it's kosher. And therefore, I can't eat the meat. So the non-Jewish smiled. He said, you have, supposedly I heard the story, you have a very organized and well-thought-out religion. Because I want to tell you something, and I apologize. But I always wanted to see what's the difference in taste between kosher meat and non-kosher meat. So I switched my piece of meat with yours. That was a non-kosher piece of meat. Right? So you were protected by your Torah law, or whatever, your religious law protected you. So that was the story that was floating around. It was true or not, you could probably find it online somewhere. You know, look up Google, you know, buses as Holland and I am, airplane story, whatever, I don't know. You'll probably find it somewhere. That was the story that was floating around. However, Lamaisa, according to the Ramah, the problem, sorry, not a problem, because he left it in the same place. In Halacha, I mean, the guy switched on it, but I'll be Halacha, you know, it was not really a problem, because according to this Ramah, he left in the very same place. You don't really we pass him to be chosh. I don't know, maybe the city pass him. Maybe the story with the Sardi. I don't know. You know, it could, and the mechaber. Again, I'm not sure what the mechaber she did. I think the Sardi maybe our machmir. I'm not sure because again, in our sinai he doesn't quote the Yesh Matirin, and he quotes it there. But anyway, the story is in Ashkenazi, so it's a little bit of a funny story, because the guy was wrong. I'll be Allah, he was wrong. I'll be Mitzvah. Turns out he was right. So, all right, protected him or whatever. But in terms of Allah, you didn't have to be Machmer on that, you know, because it was Mokom Shenicha. Anyway, that's, you know, that's the story. Yeah, but also I should mention also that it has to be worth the guy's while. You know, if it's such a big tirch, he's going to go ahead and he's going to wrap it in such a way. Or it doesn't matter. Once you, pizza doesn't matter. You know, not so. You know, that's why also that case was such a worth it. The guy to eat an unkosher piece of meat. You know, the thumb was nice. It's the very house. You know, I guess it was an identical piece of meat. So then those are some of the things. You know, in terms of the, you know, terms of Moshe Shalom and I am. Again, it's not our simon. To be a housekeeper and so on, it has to be worth their while to go out, that they're going to eat the kosher salami, and they're going to plate, they're going to go out and buy and bring some home. You know, so sometimes a little far-fetched, so there's room to make up. But again, it's not only by buses, it's by other things also, and the pizza, whatever else, because you have delivery trucks and so on, they've done non-Jewish drivers. So, and there have been scandals, unfortunately. So that's why we try and be careful about it. Okay, so we'll stop over here. That's the bus. Tomorrow we'll go back to I didn't mean when I said 2 weeks. I don't mean the end of next week. I mean 2 weeks after this week. I think we need 10 shiur to finish up the Chazor. Okay, but that'll give us still 3 weeks to close the Shulchan for the Chazor. To give they're both the Pesach Cholam and the Taras Bechinah to take at your leisure. Okay, we'll stop from here. Shabbat.